She should worry more about brain retention the way she's dieting away her gray matter. At last check, she was wearing a size 1.5, and she just has to get down to a size 1. The photo shoot is in a building cold enough to store ice. Heather looks like our Thanksgiving turkey wearing a blue bikini. Her goosebumps are bigger than her boobs. I'm shivering, and I'm wearing my ski jacket and a wool sweater. The photographer turns up the radio and starts bossing the girls around. Heather totally gets into it. She throws her head back, stares at the camera, flashes her teeth. The photographer keeps saying, "Sexy, sexy, very cute. Look this way. Sexy, think beach, think boys." It creeps me out. Heather sneezes in the middle of a group pose, and her mother runs in with tissues. It must be catching. My throat is killing me. I want a nap. I don't buy the gold eyeshadow, but I do pick up a bottle of Black Death nail polish. It's gloomy, with squiggly lines of red in it. My nails are bitten to the bleeding point, so it will look natural. I need to get a shirt that matches. Something in a tubercular gray.
I'm starting to get a more detailed picture of Melinda and how she looks, and it's not good. First of all, her nails are bitten so badly that they bleed, and she just picked out a nail polish called Black Death. Then she mentions buying clothes that are tubercular gray, meaning the color of someone with the horrible disease tuberculosis. With her clothes, nails, and falling grades, Melinda's giving out some pretty big clues that something is wrong. I wonder why no one has figured out that this girl is in trouble. Let's continue. We're at the next section on page 83, called Death by Algebra.
Death by Algebra. Mr. Stettman won't give up. He is determined to prove once and for all that algebra is something we will use the rest of our lives. If he succeeds, I think they should give him the Teacher of the Century Award and a 2-week vacation in Hawaii, all expenses paid.